Hi, this is Mary Wilson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Fair on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map. I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger Fletcher, see? See the vortex of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
Good evening, everyone. It is 10 p.m. here on a Friday night, which means you are now listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I am your host, Savoir Fair. And tonight we are continuing our celebration of Miami Vice's 35th anniversary. This is part three. As we've been doing for the past 2 weeks, we'll only be featuring music from Miami Vice's five seasons. If you missed last week's show, you can still listen to the archive of the show at WMFO.org. Just click on the schedule link near the top. Consider a career in Southern law enforcement. You'll also find the playlist there as well. And by no means will we be finishing up tonight. And to make matters worse, I will be off next Friday. But I will be back on the 18th to dive right back into my selected tracks. So be sure to tune in then. Before we begin, of course, we need to discuss the Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week. Dun, dun, dun. And that is, the single That's What Friends Are For went number one in 1986 for Dionne Warwick, Gladys Knight, Elton John, and Stevie Wonder, but was originally recorded by Rod Stewart for which 80s comedy classic? And the answer to that question is Night Shift from 1982, starring Henry Winkler, Michael Keaton, and Shelley Long. And of course, directed by Ron Howard. If you like 80s trivia, you can always get a jump on the question of the week by following me on Twitter at SquidPodMusic. And one more thing before we start tonight. You may have noticed that I feature a show intro from Mary Wilson of the Supremes during each of my shows. And that's because I had the good fortune of interviewing Mary for WMFO back in 2017, which you can still catch on the station website. I'll post a link to it in my playlist if you want to check it out. We also have a general station ID that she was gracious enough to contribute, which Edward of Tears of the Gods was instrumental in helping me add to the station's repertoire of artist station IDs. So thank you, Edward, for that. And anyway, so I just wanted to give you a heads up that Mary has a new book out titled Supreme Glamour that looks back on her amazing career with the Supremes, as well as their fashion history with really some fantastic picks. And in other Mary Wilson news, if you're a fan of Dancing with the Stars, she was a featured dancer this year, but unfortunately it was eliminated last week. Still, if you caught her performance, you've got to admit, quite impressive for 75. Alrighty then. Let's get back to some Miami Vice here, shall we?
Consider a career in Southern law enforcement?
Maybe. Maybe.
Okay.
shit.
Welcome back. You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. And I am your host, Sav LaFair. And if you're just joining us here,
you ever consider a career?
We are in the middle of part three of our Miami Vice celebration. That's right. They're aired 35 years ago this past September. And we are only featuring tracks from their five seasons. And in case you're just joining us for the first time here, not including really the very popular tracks, like you're not going to hear Phil Collins in the Air Tonight and all the other kind of quintessential tracks, you know, that Miami Vice is known for. Instead, I'm trying to bring you more of the deeper cuts that they aired and just trying to highlight how cutting edge they were in featuring new music. So that being said, let's talk about what we've been listening to, shall we? Started off with Propaganda and the track P Machinery from their 1985 release, A Secret Wish. Madonna was in there. And the track Gambler, that's off of the Vision Quest motion picture soundtrack from 1985. And that was last week's Squid Pod 80s Trivia Question of the Week.
Hey, Dubs. You ever consider a career?
So if you're following me on Twitter at Squid Pod Music, you can catch the 80s trivia question of the week right before my show every Friday evening, where of course I announce the answer. You can also post the answer along with my playlist after the show, just in case. Any event, after Madonna, we heard the Nobodies. Little new wave band out of L.A., which was, we heard No Guarantees from the album of the same name from 1984. That was their one and only full length, but definitely worth featuring. Plenty to get to here, as usual, tonight, folks. Let's dive back into it with a fix.
This is Phantom
I'm not afraid to die.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
And we are back here on Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Sav LaFaire, still running through our 35th anniversary celebration of Miami Vice. And we started off with The Fix and Phantom Living from their 1984 release, Phantoms. Nona Hendrix was in there with Transformation, off of her 1983 solo release, Nona. Great number there by her. But you probably know her better as one third of LaBelle. That's right, Lady Marmalade LaBelle. Fleetwood Mac, from their self-titled album from 1975, gave us I'm So Afraid. Just absolutely love that guitar work in there by Lindsey Buckingham. DeBarge was in there with You Wear It Well from 1985's Rhythm of the Night. All righty, we've got just over 20 minutes to go here before the ladies of You Know We Had to Do It to Them take over. So let's dive back into it with some Kate Bush. Here on Songs from the Squid Pod, 91.5 WMFO, Medford.
You out of sight. time. I can't tell. Hanging on to hell as well. You might find someone else. We have all. Where is the love?
You have been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I am your host, Savoir Fair, and that's going to do it for the Squid Pod tonight, folks. Just a reminder, I'm going to be off next week, but I'll be back on the 18th to dive right back into our 35th anniversary celebration of Miami Vice. So do tune in for that. And I've got time for one more last, one last track here, but let's talk about what we've been listening to. We started off that last set with Kate Bush and Hello Earth from her 1985 release Hounds of Love. Wang Chung was in there with True Love from Points on the Curve from 1983. Steve Jones, formerly of the Sex Pistols, there with his 1987 solo debut. We hear the track Mercy from the album of the same name. And we wrapped it up there with Honeymoon Suite and Feel It Again. That's off of their 1985 release, Big Prize. Hope you all have a great weekend, everyone. Take care.
Hi, this is Mary Wilson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Fair on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.